This is Christmas Abbott, and you are listening to Girls Gone Wad. This is Joy.
This is Claire. And this is episode 39. And as you guys might have just noticed, we have a really special guest here today.
Somewhat special.
We're here with CrossFit Eminence.
And let me just stop right now because I'm just to say we are freaking out. Even though we may sound calm in our voices, our insides are like doing cartwheels.
Yes.
So like, we're here what?
Freak out?
Yeah.
Like a little
brand?
Yeah. Like we had to do some jumping jacks before we went out there.
Like, did you have a pre-wad poop just now?
No.
Oh, good.
No.
Okay. Hashtag. Anyway, we're at CrossFit Eminence. Christmas is in town for a nutrition seminar, or your Christmas seminars you're giving, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it. And we actually, Brandon set this up, much to our surprise. And so, yeah, here we are.
Here we are.
So why don't you give us a quick, how are your seminars been going?
They're so much fun. So I love getting into the community and mixing up with the community and meeting people. And my job before didn't always allow that. So this has been such a great venture for me. Two questions that I get asked the most is, what do you eat? And how do you work out? And so instead of staying on my computer all day typing these things, I thought that I would pack my bags up and then go adventure into the CrossFit community.
Nice.
And I think it's a good turnout. It's real basic information. So what I do is more, instead of like the know-how, it's practical application. So I fuse real life with fantasy.
In a perfect world, you could spend 12 hours a day weighing and measuring everything you
eat. Yes. And then we go into the real world of, you know, fast food, on the go. I'm really, really busy, and I like to eat as well as possible. And this is kind of a hybrid between the two.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And how many have you done so far? This is your...
This is the tail end, right?
This is the last one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I just put down a handful on the calendar to really give it a test run and see how it went. Because you're like, something in your mind sounds awesome. And then you do practical application, you're like, that was a disaster. luckily, it hasn't been a disaster. And people are responding well to it. I'm getting good feedback. People are following up with me about their performance and nutrition. And I love hearing that. I love hearing that, you know, 3 months later they've been doing it and these are their improvements. And so I haven't planned anything for the fall yet, but I've been wanting to do a world tour.
That would be pretty
sweet. Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. You're about to head to Germany, right?
I am heading to Germany.
Is that part of your master world tour?
Well, I'm so excited. I'm going with Reebok to FIBO, this huge fitness expo. And just doing 3 days of the fitness expo.
Nice.
Cool thing is that my grandmother is from Germany. My mother was born in Germany. And so my mother and my sister and myself are going. And
that'll be really fun.
3 days of the fitness expo and then 2 days of exploration with the family time.
That's awesome. That'll be really
fun. Does your family do CrossFit with you?
No. You know... no, I'm kind of the well-behaved, well, I won't say well-behaved, the positive influence black sheep of the family.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. You know, I like that.
They love what I do and they understand it now that it's been more of a career in the last few years.
Yeah.
And they've seen it a little bit more and it's starting to become a little bit more mainstream.
Okay. Were they like, oh, that's just a phase she's going to go through?
I think that they just thought I hung out in the gym and tossed my hair around.
Christmas.
Yeah. She's such a meathead.
They're like, why do you need to work? Can't you just blow a day off? And I'd freak out.
Yeah.
Right, because it's like to them, it's like a hobby.
Yeah. But, you know, they understand it now.
That's good.
And actually, I inspired my mom to quit smoking. I think it's been 8 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Nice. That's really fun. Yeah. My mom started doing CrossFit, about a year ago?
Yeah.
And she came, my mom lives in California, and she came to Denver. She and my stepdad came to Denver for the summer because his sons had all just had babies, and they started to have a little grandchild time, and so she came out and would work out at the gym with us, and it was so fun. And she was like, everyone was like, Carol, you can do it. And my mom has had a retina detachment, so she's blind in one eye. Like, she's tiny. She's like 5'1", 100 pounds. Like, and she's, you know, over there doing thrusters, and oh my gosh, it was so fun.
Just having a party.
Totally.
Yeah.
I was like, that's my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, my mom did do CrossFit for a little while. Her and my stepdad, John, did it for a little while. And they just recently opened up a couple businesses, so they've been running that. So she understands it. Yeah. She understands the dedication that it requires.
The warrior
requires.
Energy.
Yeah.
Nice. So you'll be in Germany, and then do you take a break for a while?
No.
Why would we even ask that question? Yeah.
I'm not you saying good with idle time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember you saying you were going to take a break.
And that's how you ended
and then you ended up creating
workshops.
This workshop, yeah. And it's like you just
I got injured, so I wasn't able to do level one seminars for a while, and like literally I was couldn't even work out. I couldn't even stand for an hour to coach.
What happened?
Just a series of I injured my back during a competition.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that my form flaw was I took podium. You know, duh.
Nobody,
I mean,
no,
if you're gonna do it, make
deal.
It worth it.
Yeah.
That's CPR.
And so I injured myself, and I had just been working up to it. And with my small frame, it was I had been lifting more than I'd ever had in my life. I was stronger and faster than I'd ever been, and I just went a little too far in one isolated event, and then tried to keep working through it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I had never been injured of any capacity like that before. So I was like, oh, well, it feels fine during the workout. It's just that I can't move before or after.
It's got to get wheeled into the workout.
I have to sit in an ice bath for the rest of the day. But
you know, as long as I'm in the workout, I'm okay. So
yeah.
I'm really just
still
all
taking
right.
Podiums.
Priorities, right?
Yeah. And so it comes to a point where I couldn't sit or stand or anything, got an MRI, and she was like, don't even go into the gym.
Wow.
And I couldn't stand there without going into complete pain. So 3 months, I didn't do anything.
That, I can't even imagine
devastation.
That. Yeah.
So, like, not even,
total.
Like,
no.
Light, quote unquote,
no.
Light workouts. Like,
when I started, when I came back, you know, I took 6 weeks off, and then I tried to do, you know, just air squats, nothing dynamic,
because
the dynamic really flared things up.
Mm-hmm.
And just like doing like 65 pound deadlifts, you know, 55 pound presses, nothing with move, you know, heavy movement. And the next day, I would be almost crippled again. So, So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go further. And I had a good time with my time off. I enjoyed lasagna,
yeah.
And I drank some beers and enjoyed variations of wine.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went for it.
Yeah. But
I embraced
was
it.
There a moment, though, like during that time where you were just injured going, oh my gosh, am I ever going to be the same again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think anybody, especially the first time you go through a major injury,
mm-hmm.
you're like, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to believe that there's so many injuries in any sport.
Yeah.
You know, there's no sport that's injury free.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that CrossFit and Olympic weightlifting actually has very low injury rates. It's lower than most of them.
Yeah.
And if you look at the times that you've seriously gotten injured, it's very little to none.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, you know, it does happen. And when
anything, yeah, you start running, you start doing anything.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
How many runners are like, I have this injury, I have that injury, but
yeah.
No, I don't want to do CrossFit because I'll get injured.
Nobody
yes.
tells you not to go running.
Yeah.
I've been doing CrossFit now for 2 years. The worst injuries I've had in that period of time are from tripping on the sidewalk while you're running.
Yep.
Then this happens like on a fairly regular basis.
See, I'd be running behind you and just kind of start laughing.
Oh,
yeah.
That happens too.
Yeah.
We were doing an Indian run, so it was like everyone's in a row, and then you know the person in the back has to sprint to the front and you like leapfrog for like a mile. I could not have been more in the middle of the line. And I just go down. I had to like kind of dive over this puddle, and there was this girl running behind us.
Literally leapfrog.
Like, I was,
for
and
sure.
She was like, oh my god, are you okay? And everyone's like, it happens.
It's Claire.
It's Claire. She falls. But yeah, everyone's like, Chris, it's so dangerous. Like, no, you know what's dangerous is running
sidewalks.
On flags on sidewalks.
Yes. Sidewalks.
Yeah. Yes.
But
anyway. I agree.
So
yeah.
Working through the injury mentally.
Mentally.
When did you get to the point where you're like, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be better again.
You just have to kind of believe that from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like knowing that you're going to finish a workout,
mm-hmm.
no matter what. Like
mm-hmm.
in the morning, and you see all these things, and you're like, oh my God, you can freak yourself out, or you can just be like, I'm going to do one rep at a time.
Listen to Dave Castor, 14, not 14.5.
Yeah. 14.5.
Never going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, you're so twisted, Dave.
Why would you do that?
Twist
the clock. Save you. Well, not. I was like, what? Because he's, as he's announcing 14.5, I'm like, 12 minutes of this is going to be no big deal.
Yeah.
And then he tells you, it's not going to be
no cap.
No cap. And I was like, oh, this is going to be really fun 3 to 4 hours.
But you got it done.
I got it done. It took me like 28 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's you know, it's sub 30. It's like, it's kind of like a filthy 50, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. You just got to keep moving and consistent.
What?
Ugh. And then yesterday we were at Target, wasn't
it? Oh, yeah.
And the stairs, we both to the top of the stairs. We just looked down and we're like.
We took the ramp.
Yeah.
We looked at the stairs and I was like, I can't. I had to like hold on to my husband, like push down on him.
Well, you were probably wearing a CrossFit shirt and you didn't want to face plant in Target and then give your box a bad name.
Yeah, exactly. At CrossFit.
That was smart.
Lays people out, I tell you what.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So there is one kind of hilarious question that I wanted to
ask.
So, and this is so
recently
hilarious.
Came up.
Recently came up.
We can only ask you.
I feel like this is, I'm being set up here.
And also, I wanted to ask this on our Facebook, but I didn't want people to have to like publicly own up to it because I don't feel like they would.
No.
So we had.
It's not like peeing when you double under.
No, which like.
That's like.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah.
Just
happens.
Let it happen.
Yeah. And but
do you let it happen?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen to me.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I'm left out of a really important
then
club.
You don't have a pelvic tilt. So you're actually keeping your pelvic bone upright, you know, even
is that a
parallel.
Bad thing?
No, so if you pelvic tilt, then the wall gets a little not as strong.
Like a slide, and it just comes right out.
Hey. and you can watch people who pee, their pelvis is tilted forward. Normally, sometimes, you know, there's lots of different reasons.
Right.
Normally, that's kind of what I see.
Pre-childbearing.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Joy, I guess you just have a, what's like an obtuse pelvic
pelvis. Yeah, you're good.
Good.
Or just a really strong wall.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice job on that
good
pelvic
job.
Wall. So speaking of pelvic walls.
Oh
my gosh, speaking of pelvic floors. We had a listener tell us that during 14-4, they were doing the toast bar, and they're doing toast bar, and they're like, I'm getting this weird feeling in my stomach. What's going on?
She knows what's coming.
And they had an orgasm.
So funny.
And I was like, I mean, I have never done toasted bar on a quad before. I stick with knees to elbows, so I have never experienced this phenomenon. But then I brought it up with somebody else, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's happened to me. I was like, what?
Yeah.
So apparently I just need to start doing toaster bar.
There's a percentage.
Is this why women are doing CrossFit, really? No.
There's a percentage of women out there, I'm excluded, which I'm devastated about.
I am too.
That are basically exercise-induced orgasms.
That's amazing.
And
why not?
I was like, you know, for as much as I love to work out, why can't I be one
right.
of those women?
Come on. How would take care of, like, everything else, all the other problems in my life.
But I've heard that specifically, like, toasted bars and some gymnastic movements will kind of activate that.
So she said she Googled it, and it was because it had to do with, like...
Because Google answers everything.
Google does answer everything, but apparently...
It's true if it's on Google.
Yeah, it's like, it's not Facebook official. But she Googled it, and it was, like, because of the way that you're moving, it, like, stimulates your pelvic floor. Next thing you know, because somebody asked her, I was like, were you wearing, like, tight pants? She was like, no, it was not an external. It was, like, an internal thing. And I was like, what did you do? Like, could you keep working out? She's like, no. Like, usually I'm not standing up when that happens. I had to, like, you know, walk over, take a second, like, shake it out. Right. And she's like, my job was like, come on, keep going. I was like,
okay.
I can't.
She's like, no, I'm good.
I'm good. Like, I finished.
To take a second.
Time.
Oh, my gosh. Now I just am going to have to... Anyway, so I'd be really interested to know if anyone listening has something that happened to them.
But,
you don't have to fess up about it if you don't want to.
No, this could be a secret society. But, you know, I was listening to your interview on the Wodcast, and dudes...
Fran Boner. People apparently... I'm telling you, it's there.
Yes!
It's there. It's like one out of 40 guys.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know?
But you got to... You're the witness. You got to deal with that.
People thought I was lying. I was like, I'm not lying. And then you say, and you're like, oh... It's like a unicorn. No pun intended.
Pun kind of.
Yeah. It wasn't pun intended when it came to mind.
But you're like, yep, actually.
It's like a unicorn.
Oh,
and then you know, it's kind of like, what do I do?
Yeah. And then you're like, do you need a binder? Do I give you a binder?
And do they know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always wondered that. Like, do they know?
I don't think so. I think everything else, like during Fran, what do you feel? Pain.
Yeah. Just blackness. Yeah. Yeah. Death. Yeah.
You don't. You're not like, hey.
what's up?
How's Toda Bar?
Yeah.
You should go get on some Toda Bar. I'll meet you in the bathroom after.
I want to go ahead and say that I love Toda Bars.
Yeah.
And that's not why.
Yeah.
And I think that it should be why.
Yeah. Maybe you should put that into your seminar.
We're gonna do some
Kegel exercises over here, ladies.
Yeah, it's so funny. I accidentally slipped up and I said Kegel instead of something else. I can't remember. And so I was like, oh. And then I was like, well, all the ladies right now are doing their Kegel exercises. I was like, so guys, later on, you have to do your penis push-ups.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So it was awkward for everybody.
Perfect.
Oh my God. Just dive right into it. Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
Yeah. I think that's probably one of my favorite things about. I think just like being a sarcastic. I mean, I feel like I'm kind of similar. You know, you're kind of petite. People don't really expect you to be like this just total, I guess, kind of perv.
Yeah.
And I say things and people are like, what did you just say? I'm like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I just called you out. Mm-hmm. It's really fun.
Yeah. I think more because you're like this petite little girl.
Yeah, like sweet. Yeah. Everyone expects you like a sweet little
and
thing.
Like, totally. Oh, hey. And then you're like, dude, you need a binder. Right.
Put your Fran boner up.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's fun, it's funny, and especially like being a professional of any, you know, professional athlete or business owner, they're expecting you to be like super prim and proper. And trust me, I am prim and proper enough.
Yeah.
There's a time and place for prim and proper.
Yeah. But when I get to be in the safety circle of like coaching class, I'm the worst. I'm like such a
What do you do? I've heard you say you've like been really, you're really goofy when you coach. Like, what do you do?
Just like this. Goofy. Like, honestly, you know, like if we're doing partner stretchers, I'm like, don't be a creeper. You know,
keep your hands where we can see them.
Brandon is a mental health counselor, and he works with teens who have autism. And so when they are about to act up, they'll say, safe hands.
I'm taking that back. Safe hands.
Yeah. Hands where you can see them. Safe hands. That's so he started doing that sometimes while we do this, and he's like, hey, safe hands. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, Josh is going to hear that, and he's going to call that all the time.
Oh, no. Why? What are you doing to Josh? Yeah, I mean,
Josh is my boyfriend, by the way. Not just some guy that I grew up in class.
Oh, my gosh. Not just them.
Although I'm sure he would not complain, whoever this random Josh is.
Yeah, I know. Like, whatever you want for it.
I do have a disclaimer most of the time, especially if I'm working at level one or whatever. I'm like, hey, guys, I'm a little bossy. Mm-hmm. So if I ask you to do something, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I'm a very tactile coach, so I'm going to put my hands on you and I'm going to manhandle you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of give them the warning.
Yeah.
And I do. I'm like, I put them into the place because hearing something and feeling something is very different. Yeah. I think that not enough coaches force scaling. And I say force because they'll be like, no, man, I can do it. I'm like, no. You're not going to.
Right.
Like,
whatever, not on my watch. You can do it.
I had some guy try and call BS on me when I cut him off at 12 minutes. It was his first time ever doing CrossFit. And we were doing 20-minute AMRAP. And I was like, I'm going to cut you at 12. And I came over and he's like, I call BS. I'm like, are you trying to compete with, like, why?
Yeah.
Like, what are you calling BS on? Like, three other people in class, I'm cutting them. You know,
like this is not the last why you ever
mad.
Do.
Yeah.
I was like, it's okay.
Yeah, impressive.
But yeah, I think that not enough scaling and then not enough tactical for coaches.
How do you balance that with scaling where the people really maybe can do it but shouldn't? Like, how do you balance that?
It's actually something that I address specifically in the workshop. Mm-hmm. And really, I teach them how to analyze a workout.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're, I'm like, this is your cutoff time, even if it's not for cutoff time.
Gotcha.
Not for a cap. You should be getting it in this certain domain.
Okay.
Yeah. Or to be able to hit these.
Yeah.
And that's how, it's like choose your weight based on this workout taking about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
Versus if this is going to be an epic for you.
Yeah.
I don't like
I've
to do
people that do really heavy weight, but then it takes them so long. And it's kind of like,
it becomes a different workout.
And what's the goal of CrossFit?
Right.
Where's that balance?
Yeah. And then sometimes in the workout, I just go take weights off their bar.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that happen to you. TJ has done that to me.
Yeah.
They get so mad, but I'm like, I'm saving your life. You're welcome.
Yeah.
TJ did that to me once, and I pretended to be mad, but really I was very grateful.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you're right. That was really not going well.
And it's okay if the coach does it, because then you're like, the coach took it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I wanted to do 300 pounds.
They were scared of my awesome.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He was worried I was going to show everyone else up and make them feel bad. And so he made me do it at 45. It's really the problem. I understand. Not everyone can handle this.
No.
So I know you started CrossFit when you were overseas. Yes. And I'm interested in, there's like a million and one sports we can get involved in, but what about CrossFit was the draw for you?
Really, it was just because I was so new into fitness, mm-hmm. and I had never done anything really fitness. You know, the last mile that I had run was in middle school forcibly, because mm-hmm. I skipped all the test out days.
Yep, you know, I
was probably, you know, driving around the block smoking some pot, and running.
Look at those runners,
you know. Yeah. Don't do that, guys. Don't do that. I gotta put that disclaimer out there.
Okay.
So
if you're listening and you're still in high school gym class, yeah. first of all,
yeah,
go run that mile.
Go run.
Because what happens is 8 years into it, people are coming in, and a year into it, kicking my butt.
Oh my gosh.
You know, my learning curve was slow to climb.
Oh. Yeah.
So I had a lot of damage to make up for.
Yeah.
And I had never really had an experience other than 2 years of middle school. And I just started working out, and some guy showed me this video, and I was like, that's what I want.
It was the Nasty Girls one, right?
Yeah.
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 The OGs.
And it was
with like the muscle ups where they're starting in like a seated position and then
like Annie Sakamoto,
and they're doing the things on the balls. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I love that workout. And they're wearing like Adidas track pants.
Totally.
Oh yeah.
Like crop top. That was like amazing. Spandex crop top.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Which I think Reebok came out with that top again this year, actually.
Amazing. Yeah, I'm gonna sport it this weekend.
I have the awesome one that's like a crop top with like long.
I do have that.
Only she can wear that.
I know. I got that. I was like, this is awesome. And Josh is looking at me like, I have some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I have a whole cat suit that's like, have you seen this neon, like, 80s striped one?
You had me.
Yes.
The pants?
Yeah. Right? All kind of all over the
place. I have a whole cat suit of it.
So, how does that work?
Like, yeah.
Do you work out in that?
That's what Josh asked
like,
me.
Prance around the apartment.
He was like, when are you going to wear that? Where are you going to wear that? And I was like,
under everything else.
Where am I not
going to wear it. Like,
yeah.
Cat suits are cool.
Yeah.
So I have a black one, and then I have a neon one, and I think I'm going to...
My mind is blown right now.
It's like full pants, so I can't wear it at Olympic lifting meets, but I really want to wear it to your Olympic...
Have just you heard of Glamlets?
No.
It's this girl.
I had to think about it.
She's a little worried.
So it's this girl who, she's on the, I forget what weight class she's in, but she's trained at the Olympic Training Center, and she, I think, anyway, and she makes custom singlets that are like sparkly. Pink and bedazzled and like.
Glamlets.
Yeah.
With a Z. Yeah. Yes. I met her when I went to CrossFit Paradiso. She made me one. I'm like reaching down like I have it. Here it is.
Magic bag that appears.
She made me a Voodoo Girl one.
Oh, nice.
Because it's the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
So I'm a huge Tim Burton fan, and that's the inside of my arm is Voodoo Girl.
Awesome.
Weirdest book ever.
Yeah.
Melancholy, the Oyster Boy and the Death, wait. The Melancholy Death of Oyster Boy and Other Stories.
Okay.
And there's this one poem in there, Voodoo Girl, which I love, mm-hmm. and it's like the Pin Girl.
Okay,
made me one with Pin Girl.
Oh, wow.
And cool.
We're trying to get I'm trying to work with her to do a custom one for the American Open. That was last December.
The Nationals.
U.S. Nationals in July.
Yeah.
That would be so cool. And I saw that. I was thinking about doing a just like local Olympic lifting meet last year, and my coach was like, you could get a glamlet.
She does Derek Johnson's.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. That's such a great idea.
Super cool.
So listeners, I'm having trouble figuring out the design that I want. So, you know, I don't want a skin one with my tattoos. People keep trying to incorporate tattoos into clothing.
I have enough tattoos.
To just like look naked.
Yeah.
Like
an
outer. Yeah.
Have you seen those leggings that look like muscle?
Yeah.
Those freak me out a little bit.
Yeah, that freaks me out.
It does freak me out a little bit.
What are your ideas so far? Like, do you have like color schemes, things that you love? Or are you open to anything?
I'm open to whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. I love the patchwork Pin Girl mm-hmm. that she sent me. That's mm-hmm. so cool. And then, you know, just something fun, schnazzy.
Yeah.
You know?
Schnazzy.
We got a lot of schnazzy people listening, so.
I believe
Joy is wearing glitter eyeliner.
So. I know. I loved it.
I
took some dedication this morning.
I almost bought you some. Yes. Like, everyone needs them.
Yeah. There is
them. Is it just a pen and it just rolls
off? Yeah. It's Urban Decay, and it's just...
That sounds amazing for your eyes.
I wear it all the time. Can you see out of the corner of your eye? Yes. I always wondered a little bit.
Oh, I see fine. Yeah.
No, but like, do
it's
you
just
see
like
glitter?
Liquid. Mm-mm.
Oh.
Very occasionally cool. A piece will get in my eye and it hurts. But, you know, price you pay for beauty.
Pain is beauty.
That's nothing.
Yeah. So back to you getting into CrossFit. I want to finish that because what was the hook?
I was so amazed that these girls, three girls, guys, Annie Sakamoto, Annie T, and Nicole Carroll. Guys, Nicole Carroll is the co-director of CrossFit HQ. Okay? She's not gone. She's amazing. Beautiful, like, beast and sweet, sweet woman. So her and Dave run it with Greg Glassman. Just know your CrossFit history.
Know your history, yeah.
I get mad about it. Mm-hmm. I'm like a second generation CrossFitter.
Totally.
So I was like right behind Nicole, but didn't train directly under Greg, was online CrossFitter. And they didn't have any boxes when I was out. Ultimately, it was because the girls were my size. Yeah. I mean, Nicole's shorter than me.
Yeah.
And they were my size doing amazing things. And I was like, I don't even know what they're doing. Next day, I started doing all kinds of weird things. And it wasn't CrossFit, but I thought it was at the time.
Yeah.
And then I got a hold of some guys. They were all prior SF guys. And they thrashed me. Mm-hmm. They made it their purpose to break me. Mm-hmm. And it was funny. JC Hertz recently did a book. I can't remember the name of it. But JC Hertz recently, it's coming out soon. And it has a whole chapter about that first experience of working with these guys overseas, and you know, it would take them 20 minutes to finish a workout and it would take me 45, and they stood there with me the whole time. Mm-hmm. And that time they didn't have scaling. So I remember doing Kelly with a 24 inch box and a 20 pound wall ball.
Oh my God.
And it was devastating. I still have nightmares to this day, and I'm probably going to have to do it soon.
Yeah.
But those guys,
I
love.
I ever threw up in CrossFit.
Oh.
Well, it was because anyway, long story short, I hit my face in the wall. I'm so bad.
You weren't
so
doing total bars.
No, it was not. I know, right? That was the real problem. Only I had known.
Anytime there's
so
a workout now that we just don't like, I'm just going to replace the move and start doing toes to bar.
Yep. Yeah. But no, I hit myself in the face with the wall ball so many times and that I end up swallowing so much blood that I then threw up.
Oh, great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was a really fun time.
That sounds
everybody.
Pretty fair parallel. I remember because I had just quit smoking the year before this.
Yeah.
And I would be running and I remember they would run past me. And then as soon as they run past me, I just start walking.
You got this. I'll be.
And I was doing one box jump at a time on a 24 inch box because mm-hmm. It took me 20 minutes to do it. The first one, they're like, well, you got one. You can do the workout now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And they would never up the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Joyously.
So
I didn't count.
Yeah.
You're like, how am I supposed to get this ball all the way up there? Just tell me that right now.
Yeah. It was bad. It was really bad.
So that got the ball rolling and you were hooked.
Ball rolling.
How can you not be hooked after being like a thrashing like that?
Yeah. I mean, love it. It sounds amazing.
I mean, you know, that was the first year of my CrossFit experience with these guys. I cried, I peed, I got rhabdo. I got thrown in.
Yeah.
I loved it.
The real experience.
Got the real
authentic
experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember we did Chelsea, which is basically one round of Cindy on the minute for every minute for 30 minutes. And we're doing Chelsea on the rings. I didn't even know I was butterflying at the time. I was just trying to keep up with Chaz.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And we're doing this. And you remember, these guys were all like SF.
Yeah.
Like they were studs. And here's this little pipsqueak. I'm like barely 100 pounds. And, like, at 17, they're like, you're at 17. And, you know, like, it just suddenly was a sock to the mental wall. And I like, finished the round, and I just kind of started sobbing. And not because it was so painful, but I was like, I'm at 17.
Right. I'm barely halfway done.
Gotta go to 30.
Yeah.
And then they were like, you know, they count down to the next minute. And they were like 3-2, and I just like shook it off, grabbed on the rings, and kept going.
Yeah.
So that was my
just
first
like a little
cry
break.
Yeah.
I cry like once a year.
It happens. Sometimes you just. We actually had somebody write to us the other day who was like, I have been keeping track of my period on my phone for 4 years, but nothing is more, is more. You know,
telling of my cycle than CrossFit.
Yeah, than if I have a water, I'm about to start crying.
Yeah.
And it's like, sure enough, next day.
See, I don't emotionally get attached.
I just like.
So I was kind of surprised.
Yeah,
just like
everyone's
like, like, come up behind you and you're like, whoa! You're not like a crier when you get like pushed to the max? Because I am.
Sometimes. It takes a lot. And I love it when I can push myself. Because basically for me, it's just I've pushed myself so beyond my physical capability that my body has no other outlet other than tears.
That's how, the one time I cried during CrossFit, it was like my body was like, I have no other option right now. We're just going to start crying.
Yeah.
Like I can't puke. I can't, you know, breathe. I can't move.
And it's not because you're having a pity party for yourself or you don't want to keep doing it or anything else other than just like, it's just an it's a release.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally.
And do you have to deal with that at your gym? Do you see girls crying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, guys get a little like, it happens to anybody.
Yeah. Emotional. So, yeah.
And, you know, I just kind of, it's, there's two different types of crying. There's crying because it hurts and you feel like you're beating yourself up emotionally.
Yes.
And there's crying because there's no other release. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it can be a beautiful thing.
I think that's kind of like what the hook is with CrossFit and, or, you know, any fitness thing that you really get into. And because we talk about, like, we think there, you know, are infinite ways to fitness. CrossFit is not the one true way.
I agree. Yeah.
But I think, like, having that emotional attachment, once you get to the point where you're like, this is so meaningful to me, either, you know, that I'm here and I'm so emotionally invested that I just feel like I have to just start crying right now because there's nothing else I can do, or that I'm so frustrated and what's going on that I have to start crying because, like, I'm that invested.
Yeah.
You don't get that on the elliptical at 24 Hour Fitness.
Oh, I was good at the elliptical the first year. I just started doing workouts. That was real good.
Real good.
But I agree with you. There's lots of avenues, and I think that, you know, as CrossFitters, we're a little bit more extreme in our approach.
You think?
As they're talking about, like, vomiting and crying and rhabdo.
But if you had told me that, I'd be like, you're effing crazy. Get out of my face. You know? Keep it. And then, you know, that's why I think the slow to warm approach is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just get them, you know, just give them a little treat. Just like, here's your nugget.
Yeah.
You're going to come back. You're going to want the whole cake.
Yeah.
You're 12 minutes. I'm glad I didn't let you do 20.
Yeah. He left mad. I don't think he came back. It's all right. You know, like, if you're going to get an attitude.
Yeah. Don't want you there anyway.
Yeah.
That's what I love about CrossFit too, man. It weeds out the douches.
That's so true.
Yeah.
You can't have a big ego.
I never thought about that.
Because you're going to be found out and about.
And then they're the ones being like, that CrossFit's so stupid.
Yeah. You know, let me properly face because I can only hear it on the internet. Christmas just loves making people feel bad.
She's the meanest person ever.
Well, when you come in and you're like, yeah, I saw this, you know, like, that's not whatever. You know, it's not as often now, but in the very early stages, you know, like, bodybuilder types would come in there like, that's nothing. That's all you're going to do. I'm like, okay. And I would, like, set up shop right beside them.
Get this little glisten in your eye.
Yeah.
You okay?
And I would load my weights to be pretty similar to theirs.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, it's always fun to crush somebody, but really just teach them a lesson.
Yeah.
You know? And they're like,
go check.
They're just falling apart. And like in between my sets, I'm like, you good? You all right? Handle it? You know? Still having fun?
You're done just watching them.
Right.
All right. Hey, how you doing over there?
What's going over there?
Yeah.
I'm going to go touch up my lipstick. I'll be right back.
P.S. I love wearing lip gloss during workouts.
Yeah. And having fun nail colors. I see all these pictures of you in competitions with, like, awesome nail colors.
I'm,
like,
naked right now. I don't have them.
Oh, we can help you out.
We can.
Your little goodie bag has nail polish in it.
Plane ride.
We went to.
You're going to get the whole plane high.
Yeah.
We went to Target yesterday and we were like trying all the different glitters. We're like, which one's the glitteriest?
Yeah.
We got that one.
That's the best.
We tested all of them, make sure.
Because even when you chip off, you just dab it and it's so easy.
Glitter's the best. Glitter's,
yes.
What's not to love?
I mean,
I loved the barbell strike thing you did this week. You're like, you need a little glitter. And my Oli lifters, I have the same ones you do, the Reebok with the purple. And I took purple rhinestones and I filled in the side part with a little purple rhinestones.
I'm getting ready to do that. I'm going to bedazzle my shoes.
Yes. We had a girls' wad party like a month ago.
We bedazzled.
You're going to have to show me the tips because I'm ordering, because right now the ones that I have, I've had for a long time. And I like my equipment a little beat up. You know?
Yeah.
Like, there's the
little personality.
The
little rough
presentation outfits, and then there's the work outfits. Yeah.
Right.
And
your NASCAR gloves, do you still have the ones with all the tape on it?
I do. I have my first, the first lug nut from my first Daytona 500, and it's pink, and I have it sitting on my shelf.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom's like, why are they smell? And I'm like, keep them, please.
Yeah.
I still have the first set of knee pads too. They look like they've just been
worn. Yeah.
Talk about smelly.
Smelly gear.
Things on smelly, knee pads and knee sleeves smell. Yeah.
I can't remember what we were talking about.
Bedazzling your shoes.
Bedazzling. I'm going to bedazzle some shoes because I'm really stoked about the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Heck.
Yes.
The U.S. Nationals, which is weightlifting.
Yeah.
I was pre-qualified when I went to the U.S. Open in December. And I went to the U.S. Open injured and just power cleaning. And they were like, I couldn't full clean because it just would shoot me into a pain. And
so you power cleaned your way.
I power cleaned it. Oh my God. And they were like, well, this is very CrossFit style Olympic lifting. And I'm like, you effer. Yeah. Like,
I don't even want to talk to you.
Don't commentate on stuff you don't know. Yeah. And I just, so it's nice to go full throttle, like hitting my lifts consistent and just kind of starting to gear up to PR. I'm not ready to do it yet. You know, it's like you gotta be real consistent with, you know, 98%
right
before you start putting 105 on there.
Yeah.
Really, really excited about that. And that's the weekend before the games.
That's okay.
That'll be really fun.
So
where is it?
It's in Salt Lake City.
Okay.
Utah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pumped to go. And the Open this year was just like a plethora of megastars.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I kind of lost my cool when I met Chad Vaughn. And officially met Kendrick Ferris because we had, you know, coordinated a couple times.
Last year at the games, I met Kendrick Ferris in the Progenics tent and I was like, can I take a picture with you? And he was like, okay. And I go, can you flex? And he was like, you want to flex? I was like, yeah. Picture flex with Kendrick Ferris.
He's such a nice guy. Yeah. I love his approach, you know. Love the Bless the Gym shirts.
Yeah, he's just like seems really solid.
He is. And him and Derek collaborate a lot. And Derek's the same kind of caliber of guy. Just I mean, just good dudes. Like honest, integrity, hardworking, and they've earned everything they have. Yeah. Love it. You can't replace that.
I think that's
no douches.
No douches.
I think that's the cool thing about weightlifting. And I mean, CrossFit a little bit, but really weightlifting is like, you cannot fake it. Like, you have got to work for every single pound.
Nope.
Yeah.
They can be like, oh, that was almost a good rep.
Right. Either you get it or you don't get it.
A little bit. Right. Yeah. You either do or you don't.
Right. You have to put the work in. Like, there's no... And I think that, like, those really high-level weightlifters, you just look at them and you're just like, you have just, you know, you have put in your time. You have spent your 10,000 hours on the bar and then some.
Yeah. It's amazing to watch. And there's there's a handful of people that my boyfriend's really, really into weightlifting, so he brings these people to my attention and I'm just kind of like tunnel vision sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, this girl named Alex. She 12 years old, crushing records.
Oh
I was on the podcast with John North and she was there that day in December, just crushing it. 12 years old.
12?
Doing CrossFit Kids.
Oh my
God. And Olympic lifting.
Amazing.
Crushing national records.
That's
at 12. You're at 12, I was like,
oh yeah.
You know what? I can't say it on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, and you can at 12.
Bleep it out.
Yeah. My athletic background is show choir.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is. Wait a minute. But she, Joy has the spare fingers.
That was a cheerleader. So I think,
yeah. You did. You had the hands and the wrists.
Hands and the wrists. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, sometimes I look back, I'm like, oh, if I had started lifting when I was 12.
Yeah.
I know.
I didn't even know what I was doing when I was 12.
Yeah.
Well, there's a handful of, like, adolescent girls in 12, 13. Mm-hmm. One girl that's in my state, so we see each other constantly at meets. And every time I see her, I'm like, your technique's just like mine. It's amazing. I can't believe it. I'm just in awe.
Yeah.
I've been following a couple of girls, like the juniors girls on Instagram, and I see their videos, and I'm like,
God, it's amazing.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Are you going to the games, I take it?
I am going to the games.
Are you going to do like a NASCAR? Like
No, media? Hopefully I'll be a competitor. You know, like we, not individually. And I understand the sacrifice that individual competitors make to be able to go to the games. I like to be able to do stuff like this and workshops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's your life when you get to the point where you're an individual.
For sure.
And then owning, I'm getting ready to open a second location.
Yeah, I saw that too,
Yeah, so, you know, it's still some loose ends right now, but dialing in hopefully the next 2 weeks. And that's just awesome. Super fun.
Yeah.
We're going to have a... I have a booty camp, so it's a bodyweight booty camp.
Didn't you start with that?
I did.
Yeah, you started with that. That's like the OG.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what, like, a whole bunch of women at my work were like, Christmas, what do you do for a workout? And I was like, go to the CrossFit gym. And they wouldn't go. And
so then, you had to call it something different. Yeah.
Yeah, so we just worked out in the park, and it was CrossFit-esque, but all body weight, non-intimidating, and they loved it, and I kept coming back. So I was like, well, I guess we can do this.
Yeah.
Call it booty camp.
Booty camp.
I love it.
That's really awesome. Cool. But yeah, with multiple things, I love training with my team. I love team.
Yeah.
Which this whole, like, MPFL.
Yeah.
That's
so cool.
Yeah.
I'm really pumped to see how this turns out. Mm-hmm. I think that it's going to be a great opportunity. You know, you have the games, which is going to crown the fittest on earth, hands down.
Yeah.
And you're never going to be able to have a platform that's going to be comparable to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that they understand that the MPFL just provides more opportunities, like myself or other really high level caliber athletes.
Mm-hmm.
I like that I associated myself with them.
But you are. I mean, go ahead. No big deal. All those little people out there.
It only took me 8 years.
You wouldn't understand.
You guys, it's okay if you don't understand.
But yeah,
if you're coming into it 2 years and whooping my butt, that's what I'm talking about. Like, it's taking me eight years for what you get in 2 years.
There are girls who show up in the gym and they're like snatching, you know, over my PR on their first day. And I'm like, no, you're not allowed to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. You go back over there.
Go back over there
and do your squat therapy on the wall.
But I think that it definitely, the MPFL definitely opens up a lot of opportunity to make a living as an athlete. Mm-hmm. Where right now there's not that opportunity. Yeah. And the small venues, there's some large ones, but there's really not that much. And then the programming is up to one person, and it can be detrimental to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it. I think that it's brilliant, and I think that you're going to see this explode.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
And it's just going to feed into more CrossFit gyms, local competitions, and a little bit more of a variety of the top 10 at the games.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mix up the podium a little bit.
Because it's going to pull in some people that wouldn't have naturally or, you know, normally done CrossFit, expose them to their weaknesses, and get them hooked.
Well, and like this, I saw Lindsay Valenzuela and John Parra, right, on the LA team, and I didn't recognize any of their faces, but those guys are crazy.
Yeah.
The combine's coming up. The workouts are pretty cool, too. You, like, basically do one rep max of everything, and then you have 90 seconds to do an AMRAP of everything, and then you have, like, two workouts at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're if you're not super, super strong, but you're really, really good at gymnastics or, like, just kill it at one other place, you can still be on the team.
Right.
So you don't have to be a strong overall CrossFitter.
I think that's kind of what I like about the team setup is it's, like, it gives you more, I mean, you still have to be very strong overall, but it gives you more room to really celebrate, like, your personal strengths where you're like, I have this part, you're going to take over.
Yeah.
And we even did the barbells for boobs here at CrossFit Eminence. Mm-hmm. And we had
the tour?
Yeah.
How cool was that?
It was so cool.
God, I love that.
We had a lot of fun. And
we had so much fun.
We ended up winning the pink troll wigs.
Yeah.
But we ended up winning the fundraiser.
Yeah.
Our listeners were just awesome.
Yeah,
but
our listeners helped.
Listeners. We had it was a Helen Grace thing, and I was like, I can't do 10 clean and jerks in 95 and, you know, make it happen. And so I just did an extra run or something, and it was just like, you know, this is Joy's Joy's time to do clean and jerks, and my time to do kettlebell swings, and you can kind of even it out a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, so, it's definitely. And that's why I like the team. You know, I'm not a good CrossFitter because I'm exceptional at strength or et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
I'm well-rounded.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of cool to see this where somebody that has, like, brute strength, but their gymnastics is just like, you can do a few.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're not killing it.
Right, you're not.
Yeah.
I'm actually really excited about seeing this play out.
Mm-hmm.
We probably are just out of time here.
I know I yap a lot.
I know, I love it.
We do too, trust me. We always have to stop ourselves. We're like, we're out of time.
Yeah.
But it's been so great to talk to you.
So
we really appreciate you coming and meeting with us. And we hope you have a great rest of your tour and time in Denver.
Tying up your tour and a great time in Germany.
Well, it's kicked off so far so good. So yeah. Woo.
And hopefully we'll probably see you at the games. Joy has a wedding.
Yeah, I have a wedding to go to, but people getting married.
Ditch it.
You should bring the podcast to.
I know.
But you should also do the weightlifting meet.
Oh, yeah. It's like City.
Boom.
Yeah, and then we can
see her.
Done.
And
we get press passes. Be like,
yeah.
Press.
Yeah. More girls come on. Yeah. I don't know if you heard about me. Like in Wayne's World, do they just have backstage passes?
Yeah, the Wayne's World. Yeah. Like, we're just showing it to people.
And then, and then have the We're Not Worthy moment also, probably. Yeah. We're not worthy. We're good. Yeah. I just love it.
But finally, just tying up, is there anything that's kind of like coming up for you that people don't know that
you want to chat about?
There's so many like little events going on right now. I'm gonna start doing an events page on my website.
Oh, awesome.
ChristmasAbbott.co.
Because someone stole the .com, right?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Whatever.
I'm working on it, peeps. I'm getting it back.
Yeah.
Who wants my name other than me?
Yeah.
Thanks,
guy.
So ChristmasAbbott.co. I'm going to do an events page. So I'm kind of traveling all over and then training.
Cool.
And then, of course, the meet and the games. Cabo's coming up.
Yeah, what's Cabo? Cabo's
it's
like
so cool.
I'm so jealous. I go.
It's not we go and work out all day.
Yeah.
It's adventure travel. So a lady at... I know, we're totally going to go over, and I'm okay with it.
Okay.
A lady at my gym, she does adventure travel, and I was like, plan a trip for me, because all I do as a CrossFitter, you look for the CrossFit facility, and then what else is there?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not good with sitting down.
Yeah.
Right.
So basically, we're just going to go, and she's planned, like, paddle boarding, hiking, deep sea
taco
fishing,
eating, margarita drinking.
Margarita drinking. So it's myself and Scott Panchek.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
Hello.
Because if you know, there's eye candy for both.
Yeah, totally. Just break that bikini out, girl, man. I'm like,
well, for everybody.
Yeah,
I put that on my screensaver. I'm like, damn.
I love Scott Panchek. He's so sweet. He's in that category of integrity, honor. You know, just good dude.
Yeah.
And basically, we're gonna run around for a week, just adventure, traveling and fishing and hiking and playing, and we'll get like some workouts in, but really it's the practical application of the workout, right?
Yeah.
And then we're gonna drink because it's after the games.
Yeah.
We kept trying to plan this before the games.
And you're like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like detox.
Totally. Tequila and my Camelback.
Yeah.
By the way, your Camelback will never recover from that.
From experience,
once you just get the replacement.
Once you put alcohol in a Camelback, it's never the same. Nope.
It's gonna be super fun.
That sounds so cool.
You know, Scott's training so hard right now, and he's really, really looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. And I'm really looking forward to it. So, first half of the year is play hard, play hard, play hard. This is our one little break, and then second half of the year is get back on track.
Awesome.
Get your second location going. Do you have an idea of when that's going to start? You're still looking at spaces, right, for the second location?
I'm basically negotiating a lease for one location. And, you know, you always have a backup plan. But I'm so stoked. It's in Raleigh, so North Raleigh.
Okay.
And what's awesome about this is that we are going to offer membership for both locations. So,
That's awesome.
It's about 10 miles away from each other. So if you sign up, you'll have one primary location, but you'll be able to use the secondary location.
Mm-hmm.
And so you sign up for one, you can use the other.
So if you live on one side of town, work on the other.
Yeah.
We actually have a large group of females, actually, that travel from North Raleigh just because they literally pass five other CrossFits to come to our facility.
That's cool.
Just because we love like the playfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not...
the whole reason we do this podcast is because we felt like there wasn't... Like, within CrossFit, it's the really strong female communities are kind of few and far between. Like, it's really easy. There's like a lot of broiness going on.
Yeah.
A lot. And you know, sometimes you just want to sit down and talk about
pee and toto bars.
Yeah, and talk about your boob sweat and your butt sweat and whatever. And,
butt
you know,
sweat,
and,
like which pants don't show butt sweat.
Right, exactly. And, you know. And,
or spaces.
Or spaces sweat.
Filter.
Crotch.
Yeah.
You can say crotch.
Oh my gosh. White booty shorts.
Oh, I love my white booty shorts.
Only you.
Yeah.
Only you.
Did only you see the picture? Okay, we're so over. But yeah. Of Elizabeth Akinwale on her Instagram in those white booty shorts.
It was amazing.
I love Elizabeth.
Have you seen her in those white booty shorts?
No.
I'll show it to you. Her butt.
And her luscious butt was just hanging out of them. And she's like, well, guess this is what I'm wearing.
Why is there so much fabric in the front?
Yeah, too much fabric in the front, not in the back.
It was some funny.
Did she put them on backwards?
Yeah.
No. She just has a good dunk.
Yeah.
Major good dunk.
All right.
But on that
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
You and me both.
I never will pass the bar test.
Like one of these days, CrossFit booty, everything.
Back or front.
Yeah. I'm gonna pass.
Can I get some 5 pound plates on that bar test?
Can I get like a little? It's fine. It's all good. Anyway. All right. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you so much. You're just lovely. You're beautiful inside and out. We are such huge fans. And
well, as long as, you know, it's all about fun.
Yeah.
Totally. That's kind of what we're
about. If you get too uptight, then.
Agreed.
Things come unraveled.
Yes. That's a good way to put it. All right. And we will talk to everybody next week.
Enjoy.
Bye. Bye.